When you drive through the neighborhoods in the rural towns of Panama, you will see many unfinished houses. People with little means build only when the resources become available. Many houses are half finished, with families crowded into the completed quarters. Other structures have been started and then abandoned. The neighborhoods are a solemn reminder of the unfinished work of great intentions. That's what's going on in Haggai 1, 3 through 4. Then the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai the prophet. Is it a time for you yourselves to dwell in paneled houses while this house lies in ruins? This house, God was speaking of the temple. You see, in 538 BC, Cyrus, the king of Persia, allowed 50,000 Jews who had been in captivity to return to Jerusalem in order to rebuild the temple. They were led by a man named Zerubbabel, and the foundation of the temple was completed in about 2 years. But then opposition came, and because of the opposition, the Jews shut down the work. It remained on hold for the next 18 years. Just think about that. They built the foundation in 2 years, opposition came, they shut it down, and it remained shut down for 18 years. So in 520 BC, God sent Haggai and Zechariah to rouse the people from their fear and lethargy. So here's a question. Are there incomplete spiritual structures in your life? Any unfinished works of great intentions? When God wants you to do great things for Him, He's not satisfied with a good start, but no follow-through. So keep building your house. Get it done. Finish the task. One talking point today. Is there unfinished work of great intentions in your life? Ask God to give you the courage and strength to get it done. Father, don't let me be satisfied with unfinished work. Awaken my heart to finish everything you have called me to do. Don't let me be satisfied with excuses. Help me complete each task for your honor and your glory. I pray in Christ's name. Amen.